The fallout from a fatal home birth in Melbourne could extend to the national medical regulator. The Victorian coroner has found that the death 4 years ago was preventable, and prosecutors should consider charging one midwife. The lawyer for the dead woman's family says the midwife should never have been registered. In Melbourne, Tom Nightingale reports.
An 86-page finding into a devastating outcome. Coroner Peter White says Caroline Lovell should not have died soon after giving birth. He lays much of the blame at one midwife, Gay D'Emmanuel.
An ambulance was not called. She was not taken to hospital when she needed to be. She begged for an ambulance. She literally begged, as the coroner found today, and an ambulance was not called until she'd lapsed into unconsciousness.
Michael Magazanik is a lawyer for the dead woman's mother. The coroner says Gay D'Emmanuel's management of the birth was, in his words, inadequate, and the regulatory system failed to cause her to perform her duties appropriately.
The midwife Gay D'Emmanuel, who was present at Carolyn Lovell's death, just 5 months earlier had been at another home birth where the woman begged repeatedly to be taken to hospital or for an ambulance to be called, and Gay D'Emmanuel, the midwife in charge, refused to do that. That home birth ended with a stillborn baby, yet 5 months later, she was still registered, still available to Caroline Lovell, and when Caroline begged for an ambulance, D'Emmanuel refused to call one. So, as well as proper regulation of midwives, there has to be proper policing and disciplinary measures enacted and taken up, and the health regulator, APRA, should explain why a midwife who was present at a home birth, stillbirth, in controversial circumstances, was still a registered midwife 5 months later.
It's not clear when the Australian Health Practitioner Regulatory Agency, or APRA, was first notified of any complaint against Gay D'Emmanuel. Since the death of Caroline Lovell, Gay D'Emmanuel has surrendered her registration. But the coroner said she's still working as an unregistered midwife, which he said is a concern that should be immediately addressed. The coroner wants the Victorian Health Department and the national regulator APRA to examine whether the regulations at the moment are enough. He's recommending the Midwifery Board make changes to the regulation of private midwives who do home births. Professor Hannah Darlin is with the Australian College of Midwives.
There are lots and lots of things in place to guide safe practice at home. And as far as I'm aware, this is the very first woman who has died in a home birth. It's very sad and it sounds like it was avoidable.
She says the death is not a reflection on home births.
This isn't about home birth being unsafe. This is about improper action, despite, you know, plenty of guidance being available. And we can always improve our systems and we always must learn from cases like this to make sure that we provide the very best care for women.
In a joint statement, APRA and the Nursing and Midwifery Board say that they'll consider the coroner's recommendations. They say their number one priority is to protect the public, and if there is work to do to better protect the public, they will do so.
Tom Nightingale.